2FM.
Welcome back to Game On this evening, where we're going to turn our attention to cycling and cycling because we're going to look ahead at the Track World Cycling Championships from Paris, which are due to take place this month between the 12th and 16th of October. And we're looking at it because Ireland will be represented by a women's team there. Emily Kay, Kelly Murphy, Mia Griffin, Alice Sharp, Orla Walsh will all be on the team. And I'm delighted to say that the youngest member of the team, Lara Gillespie, joins us on the phone from Mallorca. Lara, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good to be on. How are you getting on?
Oh, we're getting on great, thank God. Laura, I can always, or not always, but I often wonder, how do people in Ireland get involved in track cycling when you think that we don't even have a velodrome?
I know, it's crazy. We do have an outdoor velodrome, that's how I started. But right now we're out in Mallorca on a camp. But I've always done a bit of cycling here and there and mountain biking and... Yeah, it's a bit mad once you get out on the rail track. It's quite different to the one we have in Sundrive, but everyone should really give it a go at some point in their life.
Give it a go. I was watching a video of you earlier reflecting on cycling to school every morning down through Powers Court. You've always been on a bike, but you were always very sporty. You played hockey for Leinster, you played football, Irish dancing, you ran for Ireland, swimming, triathlon. How did you decide I'm going to pick cycling?
It kind of happened by chance. I was in fourth year at TY in school and I was still doing hockey and stuff, but I ended up breaking my elbow and I was going to go to the Youth Olympics for running. And then I said, oh, I'll try to do the selection for cycling. And I got in and I got a medal there. And then I kind of thought, okay, I should keep doing this. And then once school was over every summer and the hockey was done, then I kind of put my focus on the cycling and it worked out pretty well.
So there you are, at the Youth Olympics on a bike. You're going to the Track World Championships next week. So much for the Williams train of thought that you had to play tennis from the age of four, or the Agassi way of looking at it. You just took it up on a whim and away you went.
Yeah, definitely. And it's similar to the other girls on the team. A lot of them started in their even late 20s or in early 20s. So it's definitely something you can always pick up. And I think once you have a good level of fitness and definitely a lot of mental strength is needed, so it's that kind of tough sport.
Oh, it is an incredibly tough sport. You did a bit of road racing as well. The tactics are obviously much different on a track, or are they much different on the track to the road?
Yeah, much different, because we don't have teammates on the track in a bunch race. We obviously do in the team pursuit, and that's like completely different to the road. It's just full gas non-stop. So yeah, the tactics are completely different with no teammates.
No teammates. Well, yeah, team pursuit, I suppose, maybe, yeah. It is a sport that England, I suppose, mastered for the Olympics in London. Do you think it's one with a velodrome here that more people could get into and could expand and grow in this country, with an indoor velodrome, sorry?
Oh, yeah, 100%. That would be a huge asset to us if we had that, and we could knuckle down on all the little small parts that we maybe are lacking right now, but we're definitely getting there, and the track in Mallorca is such a lifesaver for us. But it would, yeah, in the future, once we get like kids on them younger and get those skills and just get people used to it, it would make such a huge difference.
You say the track in Mallorca is a lifesaver, but you're still in Mallorca. You're from Enniskerry. How long have you been in Mallorca?
I think we've been here 10 days or so, and then here for another 5 more days before we travel to Paris. But yeah, we spend a lot of time here, but between road racing and track, you're kind of never really at home.
Never at home. Does it get tiresome having to go to Mallorca just to train?
Yeah, it definitely does, because you're not around your family, you're not around your loved ones or your friends, and that all does, it's a factor, of course, and that maybe other people wouldn't think about. But we're definitely grateful that we have this opportunity. But yeah, can't wait until there's one at home.
Obviously, there's a team of you out there. You're the youngest. Is it hard being the youngest?
No. They're great girls and a lot to learn from. And yeah, I love being on the team with them. And they've kept the show on the road, really, the past few years for this team pursuit. But definitely when I was going through college, that was quite hard because I was kind of in between everything.
Do you think you missed out on college life, being an elite athlete?
Yeah, well, I didn't get to go on one night out in college, that's for sure. But I still got to meet new people and got my degree, which was the most important thing in my education. So You know, you have to make these sacrifices.
Oh, you have to make sacrifices. What did you get the degree in?
Health and Performance Science in UCD.
And have you put that to much use in your career?
Yeah, I guess, like, it's just I had a lot of that knowledge anyway from doing it in and out every day. But I'm using, like, the research and the health and performance stuff now, working for UCD a bit, so that's exciting.
Working for UCD, that is not a bad thing to say for anybody in life. What is your average day in Mallorca, Lara? What time do you get up at? How much training do you do? How much do you cram into a day in the sunshine?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's different at different times of the year. At the moment, we'd be getting up, doing an easy ride or a couple hours in the morning, and then we're on the track for about 3 hours, and that's where we're doing our hard efforts and we're going full gas, really, and getting that technique down. But then there's other days where we're on the bike for 4 or 5 hours just on the road and getting that base mile. So really depends. Nothing too fancy at all.
Nothing too fancy at all. What about the downtime? I mean, it has to be a huge amount of time to fill. And when you're not at home with the usual things you might do in your own house, how do you pass the downtime?
To be honest, there's actually not that much downtime because we're kind of on the go. If we're on the track, we're pretty much, like, we only just got back from the track now, and then you have to make your dinner and just all those simple things. We're literally eating and on our bikes all the time, so there's not much else to do. But I used to be doing my college work, and then now we can just read or write or whatever we want, really. But there's still not that much time because then we either have to be napping or sleeping in between other sessions.
Napping or sleeping has to be done. Cyclists, I did read, one of the really good sports books for cyclists, never sit when they can lie, because this is a waste of energy. So I'm assuming you're of the same mentality. But Lara, will you get to go home before you go to Paris, or do you go to Paris from Mallorca?
We're going to Paris from here on Saturday, so straight over there, and then we'll get 2 weeks of off-season at home.
2 weeks of off-season once it's finished. And what, logistically, what's involved? Moving kit, bikes, wheels, all the equipment that goes with it. Who organises all that?
Yeah, so Cycling Ireland will organise that with us. We each have a bike box with our track bike and our road bike and a set of wheels and some of our kit and stuff. And then someone might bring an extra bike box because we have two track bikes. So yeah, it's a lot of lugging around luggage, and you need to know where your trolleys are. And I think we're all pretty much pros in most of the European airports at this point now.
They see, I say, the baggage handlers are delighted to see you coming. I would imagine. Tell me this then, when you're in Paris, do you train in the velodrome where you're racing, or is that such a unique event that it has training tracks to go with it?
Yeah, no, we have to train on the velodrome, which would be nice because then we get to see how the line is and where the bumps are and all that. Sorry. And we'll get 3 days of training before we get to race on it.
Lara, track cycling is a particularly technical sport. What are the attributes needed to be successful in it?
Yeah, well, you need to be fast. You need to have good sprinting legs, but then you also need to be really, really fit and aerobically fit and able to repeat those maximal sprints multiple times.
And I'd imagine mentally it's quite challenging as well, because concentration levels really need to be at their maximum.
Yeah, 100%. I'm sure we're going round and round in circles, like you could nearly get dizzy. And we're all riding really close to each other, and you have to be really mentally aware and alert the whole time. And then with the team pursuit, you're kind of suffering the whole time. So you just have to be fully on the ball and trusting that you'll make it to the line.
And you'll be travelling to Paris on the back of a very successful Ross Naman, two stage wins.
Yeah, it was class. We had a great week, and yeah, I'm really happy that I could deliver and had the legs, and my form is now coming around after a few rough years, so that was really, really nice, and to be at home, and yeah, the crowds were great, and it was just a great week overall.
And obviously you're going to be in Paris next week, but ultimately the aim is to be back in Paris, I presume, in the summer of 2024 for a rather different event.
Yeah, well, it's for the same, for the track cycling, but yeah, the Worlds and Olympics, they're both the top of the level. We'll be competing all the same people. So it's a nice, we'll know our way the next time we come back. And yeah, that's definitely the big goal.
What's your ambition for the week ahead, Lara?
Well, hopefully we'll get a Team Pursuit PB and be top 8 in the world. It'd be very nice. And then hopefully I'll get a bunch race. We haven't been publicly selected yet, so we'll be waiting on that. And then hopefully I can get the best out of my legs and my whole body then. So really excited for that.
Hasn't been publicly selected, but what would you be hoping for? Quietly, if you're allowed to say. Don't want to put you on the spot.
We
I know
when
there's teams being picked and things, it can often be awkward as to what you're going to say.
We don't know yet, and it's just we're still doing our practice races and stuff to see who will fit best. And yeah, the best riders will get selected, although unfortunately I wasn't able to go attend to any of the World Cups this year because I was sick, so there's only a few races that I'm actually allowed to do, so hopefully I'll get them.
With a bit of luck you will. Obviously I didn't touch on it and I should have much earlier in this interview, but it has been a pretty hard last 18 months for you between injury and illness.
Yeah, look, I'm over it now and I'm delighted to be over it, and I feel so much physically and mentally stronger than I was before. I'm getting all my new PBs and everything for power, so I think the rest has done me well, but I missed out on a lot, and it was a hard time physically and mentally as well, but you know, those things only make you stronger, and hopefully that's my bad luck out of the way.
Well, I love the attitude, not for looking back, only wanting to look forward. Lara, I hope it holds you in good stead next week as well. We wish you and all the ladies on Team Ireland the best of luck. Thanks a million for taking our call. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
RTE 2FM.